Investment flash.
Buddy, the dollar is just wrecking everything. Gold, oil, the whole debasement trade. It's a full-on rotation, and we're here for it.
Welcome to Investment Flash, New York edition, June 25th. I'm Marie, joining Tom and Gerald. And look, the dollar's at a 52-week high. If you blinked, you missed the move.
Speaking of moves, Tom, remember your short gold call yesterday? Down another 2%, buddy. I almost feel bad for the bullion bugs. Almost.
Yeah, that call is printing. But Gerald, you were selling gold too, so don't act like you're not enjoying this.
Wait a second. You're both high-fiving, but this gold slump is the real story. John Authors at Bloomberg nailed it. Fed Chair Warsh sank the debaselip trade. The market just decided, you know what? Strong dollar, higher rates, let's go.
Exactly. And that's why I love this rotation. Micron's profit surge yesterday proves AI demand is still ripping. So money is fleeing hedges and piling into growth. For real, that's the play.
Honestly, Tom, you're seeing momentum and calling it a thesis. Gold is down over 8% year to date. The dollar long is packed tighter than a rush hour subway. And TLT is hugging its 52-week low. This is a crowded canoe. One dovish whisper from the Fed and it tips.
No, but that's exactly my point. The positioning is extreme. I'll push back on both of you. Yes, the trend is strong. But if the Iran ceasefire hiccups, oil rips back above 80 overnight, and this whole supply story evaporates. The risk isn't priced in.
Fair. But Gerald, the dollar is at a fresh high. You can't fight the tape on that.
Right.
100%.
That's the whole story.
All right, but let's talk oil then. Brent is back below 72.50, exactly where it was before the Iran war headlines. FT says insurers slashed Hormuz war premiums by more than half, and ADNOC LNG tankers are suddenly popping up on tracking again. The geopolitical risk premium? Gone.
See, this is what I mean. The supply ramp is real. Qatar sold crude to Asia, and the Strait is busy again. With the dollar strengthening, oil has a double headwind. Sell USO, sell XLE. The energy sector was up over 17% year-to-date, but already down 2% last week. Rotation out of energy is underway.
Not so fast. Scorpio Tankers is an interesting mixed signal here. Lower war premiums cut their risk surcharge revenue, but cheaper shipping could actually boost volumes. I'd watch that one.
And UNG, the natural gas fund, near its 52-week low, already pricing in bearishness. Honestly, the FT's robots are coming to the oil patch piece makes me wonder if the supply story gets even more bearish with automation.
Fair point, but the robots might just keep costs down, not crater prices. Let's pivot to banks, because suddenly they're winning in court.
Oh, the UK banks? That's huge. The High Court ruling limiting historic loan claims beyond 6 years basically blows up a massive redress overhang. Lloyd's up over 4% this week. I'm buying.
Yeah, look. Lloyd's and Barclays are near 52-week highs, 4% and 1% off. So the legal clarity is nice, but the upside is getting thin. HSBC is already up over 21% year-to-date. To be fair, the ruling removes a tail risk, but I'm not chasing at the top.
Hold on. The thing is, this isn't just about the price tag. It's about removing a liability that could have been in the billions. That's a structural improvement, and banks with clearer books, it re-rated. I think the room to run is bigger than you think, Gerald.
Yeah, and across the pond, U.S. banks just aced the Fed stress tests. $700 billion in hypothetical losses, and they all passed, boosting payouts. JP Morgan, Bank of America near all-time highs, but Goldman down 1.6% last session? That's my buy.
Goldman might have some room, but the stress test pass is already priced in for JPM and BAC. The payout hike is a tailwind, but again, they're at the top of the range. I'm more interested in the Merck Biotechne deal. $11.3 billion cash, 24% premium. The life sciences tool space is consolidating.
Right. And BioTechnie shares jumped nearly 5% last session, likely to converge right to that $73 takeout price. It's a straightforward ARB. Merck's shares rose 3%, so the market likes it.
But Gerald, you're suspicious of deals over 20 times earnings. Isn't this one up there?
Mate, the multiple doesn't matter if they're paying cash and it's strategic. All right, you got me. I'll give this one a pass.
Ha, fair enough. Now, a completely different growth story. Air conditioning stocks are soaring on record heat and AI data center cooling demand. Carrier up over 38% year to date. Trane up 21%. The FT article is pretty clear. Commercial orders are booming.
For real? Data centers are just eating energy and needing cooling. It's a direct AI infrastructure play. Buy Carrier, buy Trane. Still below their highs. Momentum is incredible.
Right, Tom. I remember you said the same about semis in Q2. Let's not rerun that movie. Carrier at a price-to-earnings ratio of around 28. I'm sweating just looking at it.
Okay, but this time it's different. The heat is actually here, and every hyperscaler is building out. It's not just hope.
That's fair. But there's a flip side. The FT notes consumer demand might get squeezed out, so the growth is solely corporate. That concentration is a risk.
Oh, that's good, but corporates have deeper pockets, so I'll take it. Meanwhile, Trump scrapped the housing affordability bill. That's a win for single-family rental owners like Invitation Homes. Shares up 2% last session.
Yeah, the bill would have curbed institutional buying, so its death removes a headwind. But home builders are mixed. No supply boost, but also no demand curbs. There's a wash.
And then we've got Japan's $2.3 trillion investment plan. Bloomberg is flagging JGB market pressure. That could force the Bank of Japan to allow higher yields, which weakens the yen. Sell the yen, watch Japanese equities.
Wait, Gerald, your tick?
Single source signal. But it aligns with a strong dollar theme. The fiscal expansion risk is real. But it's a story for next week, not today.
All right, let's pull it together. The most original take today is John Authors at Bloomberg. Warsh killed the debasement trade. Instead of hedging fiat, the market is chasing AI growth. Micron proved that. Our view? This is a hawkish Fed-driven repricing. Gold underwater, dollar at highs, oil's war premium gone. The micro story for banks is improving, but stocks are topped out. The cleanest expression, long the dollar, short commodities like gold and oil, with a cheap TLT call hedge against a dovish reversal.
Nailed it.
Spot on.
That's the trade.
But the counter-argument, positioning is extreme. Gold down over 8% year-to-date. TLT scraping lows. Dollar long crowded. A dovish surprise? A ceasefire breakdown? Any of that snaps things back violently. And the press is completely silent on emerging markets. With a strong dollar, EM currencies should be getting hammered. Next week's central bank meetings could surprise.
Right. And that missing piece is why hedging with TLT calls makes sense. As always, none of this is investment advice. Just our take on the signals.
And if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
We're back tomorrow, 7:30 a.m. London time, for the London edition. See you then.